7 Erwachsene und 3 Kinder.
Cornell Suter stands on a gravel pathway near a plot of land covered in purple, white, and yellow wildflowers. Wooden and rock headstones line one side. Suter is the head of Lucerne City Cemetery, and he says since this Muslim section was installed in 2008, just 10 people have been buried here, 7 adults and 3 children.
Wir haben vielleicht ein wenig mehr erwartet.
He says this number is as expected, or maybe they expected a few more. But the low number is explainable and will surely increase in the future. Suter says the issue of having a special section of the cemetery for Muslims is no longer as controversial as it had been in 2008 or 2009, but that did not stop the local paper, the Luzerner Zeitung, from pointing out the number of burials was far short of the anticipated 11 to 16 per year. Instead of that, there are the aforementioned 10, the paper wrote, meaning, at least for the moment, each grave cost 20,000 francs. The cost to create the section was 200,000 francs.
Having few graves after 2 years of existence of such a graveyard is a bit a short-sighted view at the whole question. The number will rise.
Andreas Tunger is a researcher at the University of Lucerne's Center for the Study of Religions.
We can observe a similar picture in many of these Muslim cemeteries in Switzerland. There have been areas within public cemeteries where the direction of the graves is so that Muslim rites can be performed properly. And there are few Muslims to be buried there until now.
Tunger says some Muslims who are immigrants choose to be buried in their countries of origin, meaning it will take a few years before residents with firmer roots in Switzerland choose to be buried in these special sections. From Geneva to Bern to Basel and perhaps soon to be St. Gallen, communities are negotiating with local religious groups to find space or arrangements to fill cemetery needs. Tunger says some towns without many Muslims, for example, have agreed to share special burial space for certain religious groups.
At one point, earlier or later, you have to tackle this question because the Muslims are there. They have the constitutional right for decent burial. What experience shows is that more than a dozen municipalities in Switzerland have found a solution by a process in which local authorities and local Muslims sit on a table and discuss what possibilities do we have, what wishes do we have. Almost everywhere a solution has been found.
Ja, diese Zusammenarbeit ist für uns vor allem im praktischen Bereich sehr hilfreich.
Cornell Suter at Lucerne Cemetery says working with the local Muslim association has been helpful for a number of reasons, pointing out religious requirements, helping with the language, or even mediating cultural differences. He's thankful for that. Researcher Andreas Tunger sees this example as paramount.
What we have seen until now is very much goodwill on this very grassroots level, which the populist tendencies cannot so easily exploit for national campaigns.
Antunger says these dialogues also signal to different groups that long-term investments are being made to show the groups are part of society. And he says that should not be underestimated.